But you need to implement a system that allows you, again, to be able to step away from the business, that allows you to be able to hire when hiring is needed, that allows your business to run effective and efficient.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Hello, and welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. And today I want to talk to you about being the linchpin in your business. And it's so easy to do. I think as entrepreneurs, we want to do everything, right? Because we feel like it's ours. It's our baby. We know everything. Like, we don't want other people to mess it up. So we end up getting in our own way and we are the linchpin. We don't find other people to help and make it improve. And I can think back, and I still do it, by the way, to this day. So I've been a business owner for what, 15 years, maybe 16 years. And I still do it to this day. I'm still the linchpin. I'm still the one getting in my own way. I still do stupid tasks that I shouldn't be spending my time and energy doing. And so if you're finding yourself doing the same thing, don't worry. You're not alone. There's good company with you. But I'm always trying to look at it and figure out, how can I get out of my own way? What can I do? Sometimes I do a good job at getting out of my own way with certain tasks. And it feels like I get back into my own way. But I can remember, look, I probably have told stories and stories, but I can remember back when my early investing career happened. You know, I'm the one running around all these properties, dealing with the contractors. First when I started, I was the contractor. I'm literally like, you know, pounding the nails, going to find the properties, trying to sell the properties, you know, do it all, every single thing, and wondering why am I not able to do enough or able to do more, right? And then as I started to then hire contractors, I was like, wow, I can do more deals. But then I'm in my own way. I'm running around, getting materials, bringing the materials to them. Just crazy, instead of allowing them to do their job. And then look, I'm the delivery driver. Like, come on. Why am I the delivery driver? I can literally hire somebody for 15 bucks an hour to go grab materials and run them to the job, or I can set up better systems, even better yet, set up better systems that allow my contractors to get the materials efficiently and effectively, instead of being that linchpin, being in the way, and honestly, not being able to grow the business. If I wasn't so busy running from job to job and checking on everything and being the project manager, the delivery driver, the designer, all that kind of stuff, I could have focused on getting more properties and doing bigger things and going farther in the business, but I stopped myself. I did a lot of flips. We flipped a ton of properties, but yet we probably could have flipped 2 to 3 times more properties if I actually would have got out of my way. And so I remember loading up my vehicle. I had a Nissan Altima and I load this thing to the tilt, and I, you know, concrete bags and 2x4s and you name it. And this was normal. I did this all the time, and I'm driving my car down the road and we hit a railroad track bed and bam, my car, the spring struts, everything breaks. And I got a limp to a service station. And from there, I realized I got to do something differently. So there was 2 options. One was to go buy a truck, a big truck, so I could haul materials, right? 2 was to get my car fixed, to have a car still, but say, I can't deliver materials anymore. I got to figure out something differently. And that's the path I took. And I ended up figuring out that Home Depot actually would go to my job site, do the whole material takeoff, send a big delivery to my projects. And then I figured out a system to where the guys that were working for me, I would give them allowance to run to the store. And they then, at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, they would make their list, right? And it were preferably the end of the week. And then they would go and get their materials. I gave them allowance so they weren't just running over all the time and trying to charge me for it. But I set a system up for all of this to run efficiently without me. And no longer was I the delivery driver. And there's time and time again, I've got stories upon stories that I could tell of getting in my own way. But the most important thing is that you actually understand how you're showing up and why the way you are showing up is setting yourself up for failure, right? So think about how you're running your business every single day. Think about the things you're doing to run your business. Think about how you're spending your time. I like taking, and you don't have to do this all the time, right? But you can take some time in your day and you can do this for 2 week period of time is probably the best, 2, maybe 3 weeks. If you want to do it for a week, that's fine. But I like doing it for a couple of weeks because it gives me a really good idea. And I just want to write down everything I did that day. So I'm going to write down everything I did that was working on my business. And I'm going to try to timestamp it, all the whole works. Okay. And then I'm going to look at those tasks and I'm going to put that all on a spreadsheet. So that way I can go, okay, I spent this. Did I really spend 45 minutes on this? You know, did I really spend 2.5 hours, you know, searching through stupid emails and all this kind of stuff? And it's quite frankly, it's probably quadruple that, if not more, that I'm spending just wasting my time. And so who can I hire to offload that task, right? Who can I hire to no longer be spending all this time sifting through my emails, deleting crap I don't need, right? And who can organize that better for me? Can I hire a virtual assistant to do that? Can I hire somebody to better organize me? Can I hire somebody, you know, to take, you know, my social media away from me? These are things that you need to think about. And how can you do that? So find other people that to help. Here's one thing. When I was, I interviewed Gary Lipsky, and he's going to be on in just a few weeks. And I don't actually, this episode and his might be coming out the same week, but he said, look, think about where you want your business to go and actually hire now for that. So think about where you envision your business going. Where is it going? And actually hire the right people in place now to where you can actually get to there. Because if you always just wait until you get there, you're hiring too late. And if we hire too late, we have these big pain problems. And again, we're the linchpin for our own company. So we want to make sure, you know, hire quickly. Right. Well, hire slowly. Right. But be thinking about it, be acting upon it before we feel like, man, it's too late. Cause that's when we get ourselves into trouble, when we already should have hired. It allows you to grow your business, give yourself freedom. So one of the exercises I really like, and I can't remember what book it is. I apologize for that. But in a book I read that, look, you need to schedule a 1 month vacation away from your business. Actually go on vacation and truly shut your emails off, shut your phone off. Like, don't take business calls. And what that does, it's not even the act of going on the vacation. That's the important part. It's the act of it prepares you to set yourself up in your business to not always have to be there, not be the linchpin, not be the one that is holding your business back. And so if you prepare yourself to say, okay, I can be gone, truly gone from this business for a month, and we can still move forward. We can still progress. We're not shrinking. We're not, the thing isn't starting on fire, right? We haven't completely blown the business up. I was gone for a month. Wow, this worked. You have to prepare for that prior to leaving. You actually have to spend some time. You actually have to make sure the right people are in place. You have to kind of set yourself up for that. Otherwise, when you do leave, it truly is going to start on fire and blow up. And then you're going to have to come back and step in and save it and that doesn't do anybody any good. So it allows you to step away if you can say, okay, I'm going to be gone for a month. I'm truly going to leave my business. Now, I have to be honest, I haven't done that yet. I probably should, but I haven't done that yet. I have taken 2 weeks off, and it's stressful. It certainly is, but it allows you to breathe a little bit and it allows you to say, okay, you know what? I've got some things that are going okay. And then you can also reflect and go, hey, some things aren't going okay without me. How can I improve, right? So that I can be gone the next time for 2 weeks or hopefully 3 or 4 weeks and truly be, you know, set up for success. Okay. So I think a big part of this whole process, not being the linchpin, not being in the way of the business, is certainly hiring. But another big aspect is building the systems, right? Streamlining, taking and some time and really understanding the systems of your business and how things operate, setting that up. And it might not be you. Like, I'm not that person that's going to set the systems up. Luckily I have a business partner that's really good at that stuff. Otherwise I would have to hire somebody, and that's okay. Look, there are a lot of people implement Traction. That's a great book. Gina Wickman wrote it, Traction. And if you haven't read it, go read it. But a lot of people implement Traction. You don't have to implement Traction. I actually had a Traction coach, Amanda Barkey, on, and she talked about their system and what they do. But you need to implement a system that allows you, again, to be able to step away from the business, that allows you to be able to hire when hiring is needed, that allows your business to run effective and efficient. So just a streamline and gives you the process so it can maintain without you. Okay. The next thing, of course, is just building relationships. You don't have to necessarily hire people all the time, but you do need to have the right people in place. So surrounding yourself with successful people, figuring out what they're doing, asking for, hey, how did you do this? How did you set your business up? You're able to go golfing during the day. Like, how are you able to do that? What have you done to be successful in just building those systems and building the team? People have experience. We talk about surrounding ourselves with people that are successful. Surround yourself with people that are successful and actually having some time freedom, not that are just workaholics and work and work and work. And that's the only way their business wheels go around, is through just complete and utter hard work. That's not sustainable. Okay. One of the things that I think is valuable when you're looking at building your team is, we want some of the simple people. Simple positions. So we want a good bookkeeper, right? We want an assistant, getting some of those kind of low value for you as a business owner is really helpful. And by the way, like I've got a bookkeeper, and she's amazing, and she loves what she does. She loves what she does. That gets her going. It does not excite me. So I'm not good at it. I procrastinate. You know, I sit there like towards the end of the year when I was doing my own books, I would sit there towards the end of the year and literally Christmas, over Christmas, where I'm supposed to be spending time with my family, I've got all this paperwork out and I'm trying to put it into spreadsheets and I'm trying to figure out, okay, what are our expenses, our profits and losses? And it's just wasting my time because I hated doing that. It was necessary. It's necessary, obviously, to have your books in order, but I didn't, because it's not even that it wasn't good at it. It's like, it just wasn't something I liked, something I wanted to do. So find people that love doing that kind of stuff. And I found somebody, she loves doing it. She's good at it. And I'm able to pay her. I'm able to give her a good job for something she enjoys. And she keeps my books in order and she keeps my brain sane. Otherwise I'd be going nuts because I'd have to be over Christmas doing my books. So, but beyond that, I think it's super valuable to find kind of partners. It can help, especially in the beginning stages of running and growing your business, is to, and they could be partners and actually have ownership in the business. You know, I've got my two partners, Matt and Drew, and they, we each have kind of our roles, right? I'm in, you know, really involved in the construction aspect of the business and really involved in the investor relationship aspect of the business. I'm not as involved in some of the other aspects. That's Matt's job or that's Drew's job. But you can also have partners that aren't necessarily owners of the business. So we've got our brokers, we've got our lenders, right? We've got our property managers and our contractors and our mentors and our passive investors and appraisers, accountants, attorneys, and so on, right? You can also hire people that are commission-based, right? The only way they get paid is if they help you grow your business. And that can be super valuable. It doesn't cost you. Maybe, yeah, sure, it costs you a little bit, right? Because there's some upfront costs and maybe you got to pay them a small salary to start with or something like that. But look, they're commission-based and that's what drives them. And so what drives them is profitability for your business. And obviously, if they're creating profitability for your business, they're worth every single penny. So that's a big, in my opinion, big way to move forward positively and still hire, not be afraid. Like, well, that's one of my biggest holdbacks anytime where I'm like, man, I'm the linchpin, but we can't afford to hire somebody right now. Is if you can hire somebody where you don't have to afford it because they're making you money, right? They're true. And by the way, every time we hire somebody, they end up making us more money than what we have to end up paying them. It happens, whether they're commissioned or not. It's just the way it goes. So even though that's still a fear of mine, I've seen it time and time again. If you hire somebody crappy, yeah, for sure, right? That's not going to help anybody. But if you hire good people, it's going to help big time. So look, go out there and build your power team. Stop being the linchpin in your business. Figure out what your weaknesses are. Figure out what the things you don't like doing. Look, my weakness is not doing bookkeeping. I just don't like doing it. So I'm going to procrastinate. I'm not going to do it. So figure out, what are you procrastinating? What are you putting off? What do you have on that to-do list that you just haven't been doing? Right? What weaknesses do you have? Fill those gaps. Find team members that align with your goal. Find employees that you can build around, and then put the systems and processes in place too. So you don't have to just grind it out. You actually have systems in place that are duplicatable that we can continue to grow as our business grows. That's super important as well. So remember, let's grow the business. Let's grow profitably. Okay. We can affect, here's where I get motivated. Like, I want to grow a business that positively affects thousands of people. Okay. If I'm going to grow a business that positively affects thousands of people, part of that is having a lot of employees. Part of that is having people that are helping me build and grow the business. If I can grow a business that's profitable, if I can grow a business that is impactful, right? I achieve my goals. And so stop being the linchpin, grow your business. Let's do something great. Let's do it together. Let's achieve awesome things and be a motivation to other people.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Say, I would love to have you go on to our Facebook page and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Go on to iTunes or wherever you listen and give us a rating and review. Don't forget to subscribe. Your rating and review just helps us push this out to more and more people and continue to grow our audience and hopefully positively affect a ton of people out there that really need this and want this. So The other thing I've got for you is a free ebook on my website. So go on to VentureDProperties.com, VentureDProperties.com, and download our free ebook on real estate and on syndication. And I've got some data points in there, some really good stuff for you. So I'd love to have you take a look at that. It's free. I'm not expecting anything from it. And also, look, if you want some help in multifamily, want some help learning, growing, getting your business off the ground, I would love to talk to you about what it would look like to work with me potentially and see if that's a good fit. So you can go to coachwithdex.com and check that out, and we can definitely have a call. Thanks a lot for listening. You make it a fantastic rest of the day. I'll catch you on the next episode.